This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
All right, I'm going to guess where Curtis goes to start today. He will take credit for the Red Sox win last night for his conversation with Breslow, which lit a fire into the organization, correct?
That I would say not since... Hi, Ken.
Hi.
Not since the Belichick creating a fake punt did I feel better after an interview than I did after Breslow this past week.
Can I get a hat tip for the
Definitely.
Genesis of the line of questioning?
Yes, the questioning about the nerds, and Ken sent me a text. I actually sent it to the Smithsonian to get it captured and authenticated like Courtney's pick from Taylor Swift.
Thank you.
Well,
you did a great job with the follow-up and the follow-through of the questioning, but may I just say, this has been my theory for weeks. You have been ripping Cora for pulling crochet too soon, and others have, and I said, hold on, this could be the nerds. Turns out, it's the nerds, but, and the nerd told you it's the nerds.
Right, and... What? So you had a different reaction to the interview than I did. I think that you're partially right. You had sent me a text saying that, you know, this was Cora's loving how this is going to turn out. That not that he liked what Breslow's doing, but that Breslow revealed that it wasn't Cora who said,
right,
let's yank him.
The world can see the chains that are put upon me during games.
Right. But here's what I don't understand. Alex Cora, we all believed a year ago, was the top commodity with the Red Sox.
Mm-hmm.
That when he got to, quote, free agency as a manager at the conclusion of last season, he would be getting the council, whatever, $9 million a year. He'll be one of the most sought after managers in baseball.
Yeah, what is he? Is he making nine a year?
Seven. But that was lower than we anticipated because I think council's making more than that. Anyway,
it's amazing.
Which is wild. But
he's the highest paid manager? Mitch, look that up.
Yeah.
Which Mitch is it today? Also College Tom.
Right.
Who's the highest paid manager? Look that up.
It's you at WEA.
It is not.
What I don't understand is if you have options, and we believe Alex Cora did, why are you agreeing? We thought he was the GM and manager. He was getting Bregman. He was empowered. So he has the position, he has the power in the organization to say, give $40 million a year to Alex Bregman and F off and totally ruin the relationship with Devers, but he doesn't have the ability to say Crochet's going 10 more pitches?
Yeah. Mitch, who is it?
Yeah, it's actually Dave Roberts is the highest, and then Council, then Cora.
Okay. So third highest paid. I don't know that he has many options as we think he had. In hindsight.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So maybe he didn't have as many options.
And
maybe
his daughter was graduating, BC, famously.
Well, that's just such a... Yes, that's
true.
He
wanted to be here for the finality of it.
Well, according to Cora, on game days, he can't see her anyway, so what the hell's the point? I'm serious. Like, stop it with the family crap. Like,
He's a family man. What's crap about that? You brought James and Jess to the road show. It was a great feeling, great vibe.
Right, but what I...
James almost wrecked the set. I was getting a little nervous there. Yeah, he was like a cannonball.
Griff pooped his pants.
Griff didn't even move. Griff was like... Griff was calm under fire.
He was going to see you. He wanted to give you a high five.
I like that, yes. But then he weaved like a Steph Diggs in route.
He does the Trump weave. Mm-hmm. But what I don't understand is how you could be that empowered to be the one who is leading the organization, getting Henry to light up a Cuban cigar after bringing in Alex Bregman, to it's... the perfect example for those of us that think the analytics have gone way too far is that Crochet start. Because understanding he didn't have the workload, this is a guy that you're going to be paying a ton of money to, you don't want to risk a Tommy John. I get all of the rationale. I do understand that the days of Bob Gibson throwing back-to-back complete games on 3 days rest are over. However, what numbers don't take into account is the overall picture of your organization. What does the depth of your staff look like? What does this relief corps, what innings limit have they hit themselves? You have to balance all of the information and, as a human, evaluate what your team needs. And the fact that he was unable to do it, this wasn't a normal start for Crochet. The reason it's an inflection point is because all of those other issues were in existence and they were completely thrown out for the basic fundamental analytic number that said he's out at 85.
Right. Too cold.
It's arbitrary. It's like the people that create the 6-foot social distancing. It's all arbitrary. There's no actual numbers or basis, in fact, that says this specific guy, this specific night has to go 85. And it's what I said yesterday with Greg. It's the reason Billy Beans never won a damn thing. In the playoffs, all the analytic people say say small sample size.
Yeah.
Hey, Nimrod, it's always going to be a small sample size in the playoffs. They're not going to change it, so you should maybe change the metrics you use in the playoffs.
Well, back to Cora's reaction to it, he might have been happy that it was revealed and people kind of it takes him off the hook to a certain extent, but it also does reveal his lack of power, so that is kind of humiliating in a certain sense.
And what did Breslow say was his big part of his job? Managing egos.
Yeah, which he's done with Rafi.
And I'm sorry,
they've
Craig.
They placated Rafi.
When he told me, when I asked, why are you paying him $7 million if he's just using numbers you give him to make decisions? And he said, well, he has to synthesize the information in real time. In other words, I have to get it to him quickly so we can make the right decision. It's just, I don't get it. I really don't. I understand.
It could work. They just have to work through the arrangement.
Why are they paying Cora $7 million?
Well, he does a lot for them. He's a great spokesman. He's very slick.
You think he's been a good spokesman lately?
Lately, he's been a little on edge. And he's been kind of rocky, but he's waded through. He's handled the Rafael situation well. I know you don't agree, but Rafael Devers.
The most mad he's been this season has been about the graduation. You would agree?
Yeah, more off
messaging,
more
hosts,
off the record than on the record.
Right, having a hissy fit behind the scenes, which is beneath him.
Yeah, but he kept it together enough. He's definitely been, like I say, rattled. But I think he's done a pretty good job of. This is not all his fault. Let's get back to the original point. Why are the Red Sox where they are? Nice win last night, obviously. 5-1, much needed. Trevor Story, bang, 2-run dinger. Huge. That felt like a World Series win last night. But why have they struggled? Cora is not like the obvious answer. It's, you know, Jones and Keefe talking about firing Cora. That's not happening. You agree with that?
No, I thought if they swept, it'd be on the table.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding. Why not?
They just signed him to a 3-year deal. He's one of the best managers in baseball. They have had injuries.
Why is he one of the best managers in baseball? I said that too. I don't believe it anymore.
Well, let's start with how he's handled the Devers situation.
Awful. Okay?
Awful?
Yes.
He's on a hitting spree of epic proportions. He just had the most RBIs in a month, second only to David Ortiz in Red Sox history.
Can you, Mitch, see the audio we played yesterday where he was asked about Devers playing third and he said he's not having it.
Okay, so fine. Nobody wanted him to play third. Why do we want Devers back?
Are you doing the wiggy?
Did you see Meyer's catch yesterday?
Great. Okay, Ken. Right. We all make decisions, and then the left, the third baseman and the first baseman go out for months.
Right.
So but that's
and
changed.
And they had no plan, and that's on the front office.
Right.
Although Toro looks pretty good. Maybe Toro's the
but
plan.
I don't understand this, Ken. Devers was taking ground balls at third base.
Right.
Still wanting to play the position.
Right.
Until the team needs him to.
But you didn't want him to play third before the season.
What I want is irrelevant.
Why?
Because I have no power
over the Curtis show.
No, what I want in this situation carries zero power. I'm just replaying to you the actions of those involved. Mm-hmm. Rafael Devers,
right,
was pissed.
He was pouted.
He wanted to play third base.
Went to the backfields. Yep.
He gets to third base, plays there during batting practice, fungo time every game of the season. So that the media would see it. You and I had these conversations.
Mm-hmm. He was to a point. I don't think he does anymore. That's unclear.
Well, so Bregman gets injured.
Yep.
Casas is done for the year.
Right.
And he stops taking grounders at third.
Right.
Right.
But they have Meyer there, and you agree that's good.
No, I think Meyer should be playing shortstop, which is his position, and I think Trevor Story should be bagging groceries.
Okay. I mean,
that's what I think.
Yeah. I mean, when Bregman's healthy, that might be what happens. But for now, you're pretty thin, so you need Story's infield glove, I guess. I mean, that's debatable.
I mean, right. I don't think you need
I was starting to lose faith on Story, but he 32 games. He had gone 16 for 122. That's like when you shot threes and went 2 for 30.
Right.
I mean, it's getting to that territory of bad.
Right.
It's like Shimes drives.
Right. It's like Wiggy's analogy hit rate.
But he came through last night in one swing. It was a big swing. He's still got a little pop in the bat, I guess, here and there. I don't know. I mean,
Maybe just try some HGH if he gets caught. Oh well,
maybe he has. Maybe he did.
I don't think the Red Sox are the biggest story though today.
Okay,
Steph Diggs.
Okay, I wouldn't get the Diggs.
My friend Zoe has gone radio silent on me because do you remember when Mike Reese went on Across the Street and they asked kind of flippantly about UNC? And he said, oh, no, I think it's like very, very, very close to being done. Something to that effect. He legitimized the report. And Mike Reese is not a bomb tosser. He's a great Patriots reporter.
What, Belichick to UNC?
Yeah.
A couple months ago? Okay.
They asked him about it, and he said, yeah, like in that moment, I was floored. I think I immediately texted you and said, this might actually happen because you thought it was a goof. Another swing and a miss. But the Steph Diggs reporting from Breer yesterday, mm-hmm. Zoe as well, that it's not just this. If they cut Steph Diggs, I am out entirely on this season.
Well, so will the fan base. They're not cutting Steph Diggs. That's like firing Cora. They're not cutting Diggs. They're not firing Cora.
You don't think they're laying the foundation for not Cora, but for Diggs?
You maybe give them a warning. Maybe it's the first of a five-step process of if you screw up three or four more times. Like, no, they gave $20 million guaranteed.
Like, both things can be true, right? Steph Diggs, not smart doing that. Whoever had the video, like, whatever's there, this wasn't a smart move. Where you're, whatever's in the baggie, we don't know, all that. Mm-hmm. If you're rehabbing and you're trying to be a leader on a new team, probably should be at OTAs. Not the end of the world, but if you're not going to be at OTAs, maybe don't have videos of you dancing with paraphernalia.
Should I text you daily, make smart decisions?
No, it's okay. Those days
constant
are long
remind. That's what Vrabel's done. That's his approach.
If they do release him, though, what an absolute. So this is why I feel like it's so difficult when we have these conversations. Like, Wiggy and Courtney are right in that it's not this, you know, 10 alarm fire where, like, this is the dumbest thing that's ever been done. It's his own time. It's voluntary.
Right.
We don't know what's in the baggie. It could be anything. All of that is perfectly plausible. I believe that it was stupid to do it. I don't know what was in the baggie, but my guess would be it was some form of drugs. I don't know, pink cocaine. I just was booze, and it certainly worked well for me. So whatever it is, it's not relevant because we're never going to know. The fact that he was in that position as the team is meeting, the day before Vrabel meets the media, all of these things were just things I wouldn't recommend, and I don't think it's a smart move. But those two things existing, if Robert Kraft tries to get out from under this, like they did with Antonio Brown,
he won't, because he'll play it through in his brain, just like you did.
I agree, but these people that are reporting it are not like.
But who's reporting it? I mean, we had
Zoe is basically the fifth Kraft son.
Giardi said 15%, and that was a struggle to get that out of him yesterday on afternoons. I mean, Reese is not reporting this, right?
No, I'm saying when I compare Zoe and Reese in that they are not people that are going to say things inflammatory about the organization without having some information behind it.
Yeah. What, you know what my big worry is? Not this incident, but this is the first of many with Diggs. He will have others. He's too caught up in the celebrity life to not have other drama come up during the year. And Vrabel's got to be willing now that you signed him, you have to be willing to put up with that. That's what you signed. And you sacrificed that to get a talented player in here who could bring Drake May along in his second year.
But I don't think of Steph Diggs as a guy making these kinds of decisions. I think he's been, just like receivers, you know, frustrated, demanding the ball, some tirade on the sideline.
He's a diva. I don't think he's, like, malicious, but he wants attention, and he will have attention-getting moments.
Right, but I don't. But he hasn't.
And if Vrabel acts like he did with Joe Milton and cuts the guy, that is a disaster. Then that's shame on Vrabel. And I am worried about Vrabel for that, because I don't think he has very thick skin. He seems like a very emotional guy who's ready to pop off and just cut people at a moment's notice.
Yeah, I think the Milton thing in hindsight even looks sillier. Like I said, I think he sucks.
Thank you very much. But, right again, Laird, man. Mitch, who was right on that?
We were both right there, Ken. I think you know, but you were the mainstream Joe Milton guy.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
Mitch and I are compadres in the back. He does the live stream. I sit in my office.
Yeah, I just told James that Mitch is off the list.
can we get the Mitch's trending? And I do want to circle back on the analytics, Cora, the situation he's in, and Steph Diggs. And I'm sure you want to get on Belichick at some point, because that's part of your agenda. Who do you think's got more control, Jordan over Belichick or Breslow over Cora? Who's got the tighter reins?
Jordan. Okay. I think Bill's depends already.
All right. More of those great mind teasers ahead on the Kenny Curtis Show here at 2:11. Great turnout yesterday, by the way, too. We want to talk about the Newport trip, although we're not on in the Newport area during this time slot on 103.7. Our man Ben Kitchen's on down there, so you have to listen on the Odyssey app. But we hope some of our people who joined us down there are, and it was a great turnout. Providence always shows up.
That was unbelievable. When we walked across from that restaurant, 22 Bowens, unbelievable.
Great restaurant, night. Lobster bar, landing, awesome stuff. Frankie, thanks for your hospitality down there. First, though, a trending with Mitch Sepp.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus D&C supply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
A telly.
God, I like Rush. Jeez, bring it down. Wow.
That's a lot. That's either a loud Rush or a quiet me. Or
that's your guy that's there, Mitch ripping you already?
I think he is. He's playing with me. Playing with my mic. Curtis is here.
Save that.
We were talking Diggs. We're talking Rafael Devers, Alex Cora, and the now streaking Boston Red Sox have won one in a row. Did you watch any of the game last night?
I thought Acuna Jr. came back and a little too soon.
You didn't watch any.
I got 8.5 hours of sleep and I feel like a million pesos.
Apple TV has the audio feature where you can put Sox Booth right on your viewing stream.
Yeah.
So bang. Lou Middlebrooks.
I have AI. It's just Will Middlebrook. I mean, it's just Will Fleming wherever I go.
Good.
Yeah, he says, good morning.
Appreciate you spreading the brand. That's
I love it. I can't get enough. The only time I'm mad is when I don't hear Will Fleming.
All right, so give me your evidence on why you're worried about them cutting Diggs again before we get back to the calls.
It was 2 days of Zoe. I've just seen these, what's the word when they're resurfaced? There's a term.
Highlights, clips, vignettes.
They take something you
curated
say.
Playlists.
Nope. They spread it around and aggregate it. Right, thank you. It has been aggregated. And Zoe said that it's not just the boat.
That other stuff's happening.
That whatever that is.
He's not showing up at OTAs.
And so my read on it is Kraft, Vrabel, et al. Are attempting to leverage Diggs into better behavior. So they're saying, hey, we could release you and you'd have to fight for that signing bonus because what you're doing is X, Y, or Z.
Yeah, I don't hate that.
And so I don't give a damn about the bottom line. I don't care about Kraft's money. It doesn't bother me in the slightest. I don't think Diggs was smart to do what he did. I don't think it's a fireable offense. What it just, to me, continues the approach, which is financial security over performance.
But in this case, it wouldn't be financial security. They'd be on the hook for the 20 mil, right?
I'm saying they're leveraging him, attempting to recoup that signing bonus.
Oh, God. Hope that's not the case.
Well, what else would you think? They just cut him and say enjoy Tahiti?
But that is like instant buyer's remorse. They just paid him $20 million. Why would you try to get it back?
What is Zoe saying with that? It's not. I would not be shocked if he's cut. It's not just the boat. What else? Where do you think
there's
coming from?
There's some other behavior that they don't like.
The fact that he's not rehabbing here.
Okay, well, that's part of it. They gave him a bonus to come, and he's not coming.
Right. And just so Robert Kraft and the organization understands, you're no longer a destination for people that don't have question marks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you reach free agency, if you're the Houston Texans,
yep,
you've been in the playoffs, CJ Stroud, great young quarterback, you have a team on the come up, Why would you let this guy walk if you thought he was a good player?
They can't. They won't.
No, I'm talking about the Texans.
Oh, the Texans.
So,
oh.
Like, clearly, they had questions, whatever they were. What do you mean, yeah?
I guess. I mean, maybe they have enough young guys. They have a pretty good receiving core over there.
So
they didn't need him anymore.
They didn't have him in the playoffs.
I'm sure there was some downside.
You don't think C.J. Stroud thinks if I had Steph Diggs in the playoffs, we might have beaten the Chiefs?
College Tom, what do the Texans' receiving core look like? It's pretty good, right? Mitch?
Yeah, I mean, they have the Texans' receiving core. They have Nico Collins. Tank Dell's out again for – he's never going to be healthy again. Losing Diggs. I think they drafted somebody, too, in the second round.
Mechie? Right.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, Mechie from 2 years ago. From Alabama.
What was the cap hit they were going to get from Diggs being on the roster this year?
I don't know.
So, anyway, the point is simple. If they thought he was a good player who could approximate what he did with the Bills, especially on a team that has Nico Collins, he won't be getting double coverage. You'd be helping the young guy out. Like, of course you'd have him. They don't have him because they don't think he's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
To whatever degree that
you're
is.
You're right. That's the fact. They cut him.
This is what... So, and what I was... Like, it's so frustrating to me. The Jets, I used this analogy the other day. If this were the New York Jets and they had made their big splash of signing Steph Diggs and he was on a boat with the pink baggie dancing it up with strippers or whatever they were, dancers, on a boat off the coast of Miami, we would be mocking the hell. We'd say, same old dumb Jets. Diggs is washed. You bring him in, and he's twerking it up on a bad knee with some baggy.
Okay, but fine. But you don't want Diggs cut, right?
No, but I'm just saying the Patriots fans that all of a sudden feign this ignorance about the topic would be mocking the AFC East rival Jets if they had done the
course,
same
that's
thing.
Just being a fan. You remember the Antonio Brown polls we did? Do you want to sign Antonio Brown? No. When they signed him, are you happy they signed Antonio Brown? Yes.
But if you go through life that way, you sound like a moron. Like, you have to...
This is sports radio.
Okay.
That's a personal shot at Johnny from Saugus, our first caller on the Kenny Curtis Show.
Hey, well, boys.
What's up, Johnny?
Hey, I'm very good this morning. Had a great time at the landing the other night.
Nice.
You guys were so hospitable. We love you.
Thank you for coming, by the way. We appreciate everybody who comes out.
I love you more.
Takes a Friday off or a Thursday night, whatever it is.
Ken hates you, but I won't.
I love Johnny Cakes.
Okay.
No, Ken loves me.
Yep.
But not as much as Christy loves you, Curtis. Hey, what about bath salts? That's what I was thinking was in the bag.
Yeah, good. What happened to bath salts? Did they get, like, past their point? Like, why did they go away?
My daughter uses those bath bombs.
Oh, my God.
Is that what it was?
I guess it can, but I know that these kids can get high off that stuff.
I don't think it was bath salts.
Bath salts?
Do they have a
really?
Brookline bath salt club?
Yes, they. I'm going to start one. Sounds like it could be a lucrative business.
Could be the way to do a TDS.
All right, Johnny Cakes.
Thank you, Johnny.
Be good. No, there's a million excuses. They have nothing on him, really. I mean, it's just a photo. I guess.
It's not
just
a photo. What do you mean? It's not just...
Well, they don't have proof. They don't have a police report. They don't have a police incident. They just have it could be AI generated. Who knows?
Right.
I mean, he'll have to explain himself to Vrabel, and he'll just say, look, it wasn't mine. It was somebody else's on the boat. I was just holding it.
But why do you say don't have it all or don't finish it?
I mean, you think Vrabel's really going to have that kind of a minute conversation? He's just going to be like, look, cut it out.
So
they're putting the heat on him, but you're right, by telling Zoe and others to put it out there that maybe they could... You know, he's on a hot seat, but there's no way that they cannot afford to let him go now. And yeah. Diggs knows that. That's why he's not here.
Yeah. I think Vrabel is pissed because Karen Grigian did a great job, as usual. She had a column on this, and her and Vrabel have been known each other since 2000. I mean, she covered him as a player. They clearly have a good relationship. And she took the pullout quote of Vrabel's first comments at his introductory press conference about removing entitlement, bringing accountability, having players that want to be here, that know what it means to be a champion, like everything that we loved about the beginning of the dynasty with Vrabel and those Patriots.
Yeah.
And this totally cuts his legs out because the day before the voluntary OTAs, a guy that was the biggest acquisition when it comes to star power this offseason is not only not here, he's on a boat doing things that were shared by someone on social media.
I'll tell you what my real biggest worry is, but do you want to hear what Giardi said? He was there at OTAs and had some insight from... He's got a lot of Bills friends, Mike Giardi. was on with Afternoons and talked about Diggs and the percent chance that he could be cut.
That leads me to want to ask, do you think there's a chance Steph Diggs could get cut?
Yeah, I don't think it's a high chance. I think there's going to be a, if there hasn't already been, a come to Jesus conversation, if you will, and just like, hey, A, tell me what was going on. Tell me I don't have to worry about this again. And, you know, like, be here. Be what we're paying you to be, because we don't need to do this. We don't want to do this. And you told us we weren't going to have to do this.
Yeah, and he goes on to say 15% chance at the end of it. But, I mean, again, he was a three-year captain. But here's the biggest worry. And you know what the biggest worry is. It's the quarterback. So if with Buffalo, Diggs and Josh Allen hated each other, which might be extreme. I don't know. They obviously had some personal public spats. If Diggs comes in and is pissed that May is not playing well or just starts showing him up in general, or it becomes a public incident on the sideline, isn't that the biggest worry for Vrabel and McDaniels and the rest of the coaching staff?
But this is what makes the offseason, like, there have been so many messages. It's been so convoluted, their approach. Tom Curran made a statement on, I mean, he's on the station every day. He said something to the effect of, they don't want to bring in bad character guys and jeopardize Drake May's hold of the offense. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Then a day later, they signed Diggs. So, like, what are we doing here?
Who do you think signed Diggs? Who was the big driving force behind that?
Jonathan. No, I don't know.
McDaniels? Like, push for it behind the scenes? Like, we need help.
There's a great viral video that was shared around when Vrabel returned, when he was on the draft set in, like, 2005. He was doing, like, player analysis on ESPN, and they were debating Randy Moss and would you want him? And he's like, absolutely you want Randy Moss. Like, what are you talking about? The guy has skills like exceptional people get, you know, certain things done their way. And my guess is Vrabel wants to be good as quickly as possible. He's probably seen the bums they have at receiver. Baker, why is Baker still here? God.
I still hold on hope for Baker. He was my pick to click last year.
It's like, it is remarkable how bad they've been through administrations at drafting wide receivers. So I think that he said we need him.
But it's another bad week for the organization. Right at the precipice of that, people were picking him. We go on these road shows. People were talk Patriots. I think they're going to win 10 games, 11 games. Like, that is the common refrain.
I think they will.
I don't know. This week has now put me in a...
But what I really do, the big picture thing, because I agree. I would say not 15%, but unlikely. Less than 50%. So I'd say maybe 40% chance they cut Diggs.
40%?
Yeah.
Wow.
You're not throwing that crap out there if you don't.
That would be more unpopular than the Brown cut.
Yes.
Right,
far. I'm sure they would have some Zapruder film to release, but like somebody else on the boat...
Call Stephen A. right away.
Right. But what is really, to me, the big story is how much they've tried to coddle Drake May. And Vrabel and Rodney Harrison, more than anybody, viewed their job as Patriots players as getting under Brady's skin in practice, doing whatever they could to try and get him off his game, knowing that, you know, what's it, sharpens iron?
Iron sharpens iron.
There you go. That was what they did. And now you have Vrabel back as a head coach.
Yeah.
And it's like, ooh, Joe Milton's bothering him.
Get out
of here.
That bothered me right away. As you know, Mitch and I are captains of the Why Did You Trade Joe Milton fan club.
You guys should go to Milton Academy.
Wait, we're going to fall. I might move to Milton. And then just, John, we're definitely going to chart every preseason snap.
Isn't Milton like an oddly, it's like insanely expensive.
It's getting more expensive, yeah.
I don't get it. I mean, nice place, I'm sure.
Very nice place. Can I get an analytics call in? Alan from New York's been hanging on for a while. He wants to talk baseball, which I love.
Well, let's
you,
do it.
You pivoted to Diggs, but the Red Sox are hot.
I mean, they're three games under 500.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Hey, good morning, fellas. I was actually going to talk Red Sox, but you got me on the Diggs, Diggs train.
All right.
Yeah, the key word that Curtis said was voluntary. You know, he's down in Miami. That happens all the time. Have artists down there. When he catches his first, like, 40-yard bomb from Drake May in week three, this will all be over. It's great radio talk, but even better was Spirit of the Radio to start this segment.
Nice, good rush segment.
So kudos to Ken. But most importantly, I want to mention that what a pleasure it was to talk to both you both. You know.
Oh, this is Alan who gave Keith the spawn signee thing.
Oh, hey, Alan.
How are you?
Yeah. We actually had a couple real conversations, and I have a big BS meter, and I pride myself after 33 years in the music business of being able to read people. And you're both smart, incredibly genuine people. So I just wanted to throw out those kudos in addition to my Diggs comment. So pleasure to meet you both.
Oh, it was great meeting you. Alan was a
Thanks, Alan.
We had a good chat over in the corner at the Landing on Thursday night. And, yeah, he brought gifts for everybody. He's in the music industry with deep ties. So
yeah, and I hope
he
it's
now
okay.
owns Taylor Swift's whole collection, he was saying.
Yeah, he's just over a year sobriety as well, which is really awesome. So very nice. It's so fun to see the audience and meet with people. The walk, we left the 22 Bowens or Bowens, I don't know which one it is, but very great. Spectacular. If you're in Newport, highly recommend it. But there was like, you literally leave the restaurant, you turn right, and then 50 yards ahead of you is the Landing. And it was like, whatever time it was, 7:30 on Thursday night, and not exactly a great weather day in Newport.
A little overcast.
And you walk in the bar, there's like 200, 300 people at the place.
It was awesome. It reminded me, I mean, because we did Whalers last year, and we might be back in the summer down Narragansett way, and that the crowd is just awesome. They really support us and come out. Yeah. We love it.
Unbelievable night. But yeah, I agree that if Diggs is on the team, we'll look back on that and say, you know, we probably won't even look back on this. There'll be memes about him on that boat celebrating the pink cocaine. But
gee, I don't know about that. But.
Of course, you don't think Patriots fans were like, "Wow, you care now?"
Halloween costumes.
Those were just
you'll come in with
all that was ground up touchdowns.
Yeah.
But I really believe that this is a key point for Vrabel. That was the other thing. Like, I think Jeron Mayo didn't do a good job. That's clear. But he was screwed over from the beginning of last year. He was not given a staff. He was not given a free agent class.
You asked Ninkovich about this on the previous roadshow at the Lobster Trap.
Yeah.
Good question. Like, how pissed is Mayo that just like at what they did to him?
It's absurd. And Wiggy has been on this and he's spot on. Like, it's, I'm not saying Jerod Mayo is, you know, Don Shula.
Right.
But he did not have a chance. And for Robert Kraft to say, it's on me and whatever, and then fire him right after you were dancing around MetLife on Thursday Night Football saying you knew he was going to be the next Lombardi, not a good look by the organization.
Yeah.
However, Jerod Mayo and his tenure as the Patriots head coach was over before it started when Drake May won the competition as the quarterback over Jacoby Brissett. Jerod Mayo, I believe, wanted Drake May. I think the roster wanted Drake May. And he was forced to have Jacoby Brissett.
So weird.
This offseason, Mike Vrabel is trying to instill a culture. It's the first thing he said at his introductory press conference. Mm-hmm. And for this
Remove
to happen,
entitlements.
However he handles this and however he manages the room will dictate his success as the next Patriots coach. I think it sucks that it happened.
Will it or will it just be Drake May's talent?
But if he doesn't handle this, he doesn't properly deal with it in-house, it could really metastasize and, you know, do to him what the Drake May benching did to Jerod May.
I'd rather be him than Tomlin. I mean, this Steelers thing with Aaron Rodgers, how embarrassing is that whole thing?
But, like, with a once proud organization.
It is just sad.
And Aaron Rodgers sucks. Like,
he does. I've come around on that.
I mean, he is not
good. I picked the Jets in the Super Bowl last year.
It's 9:38. It's the latest I've gone. Tom Brady ruined this for people. Like, when you're 45, you're not 99.999% of players in NFL history don't look like that.
Is Tom coming for the Vegas opener?
I doubt it.
Like, he's not going to call that game, but like, so maybe that weekend or something.
I saw the saddest thing. Greg Olson did a podcast, and he was asked about his relationship with Brady. And he's like, oh, you know, everybody knows I want to be number one, but we've had really good trips to the Bahamas, and we both talk about raising teenage daughters. I was like, okay. Very odd.
Can we, Jay in New Hampshire is one of the, I think, praise you for your Breslow questioning, or maybe not, either way, but can we play that coming up for people who missed the Breslow interview Thursday? It was a good back and forth, and I think very revealing about the Red Sox hierarchy and what's going on with Cora.
I agree.
It's just, if you missed it, you need to hear it. That's the clip of the week coming up, but first, let's talk to Jay in New Hampshire. Hello, Jay.
Good morning, guys. Curtis, excellent job on Thursday. Jackson cut me off Thursday and Friday. I tried to get on.
Oh, boy.
Well, yeah. If it's late in the show, he's no, checked out.
Jackson is our Steph Diggs. Just, you never know where
no,
he's going.
I know. Maybe we get a deal on some tires, you know, maybe right. at some point.
Steph Duggs. anyway.
No, you made some points, some excellent points with him, with the AI and all the stuff going on, and you said Cora should just basically coach the team at this point. I mean, he should, you know, take control of the team somehow.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're going to figure it out. Breslow is still new, definitely came in and was given power.
Do you think Thursday helped or hurt?
Thursday might be good in the long run. In the short term, it's painful to hear it. But it's the truth. That's good.
But
so just
why?
People should know that Cora has this stuff around him to deal with. He sold out for the money. He said, they said, look, Cora, we want you, but here are the analytics guys we want you to follow. This is the new way we do things. Like, yeah, look, they humiliated Jim Rice, and I know that story's overblown, but God, he was like
the drive line?
Scolded for, yeah, drive line but people at the batting cage.
Here's my, I asked this yesterday, and I haven't gotten an answer on it. So everybody says analytics is the way, right? That's the Sloan business, whatever, MIT events. John Henry did everything based analytically on futures of certain crops, and that's how he started making his fortune. Mm-hmm.
The world seems to be turning back the other way, though.
But right, because AI has revealed the need for logic and reason, that computers can tell you how things will exist given the same parameters, but they don't tell you how to adjust and when to adjust. And for this specific style of baseball entirely reliant on analytics, I would ask those that are in analytics departments to tell me when it has yielded success. If you're using something to be successful, it would be, I think, an essential prerequisite to see it be successful before you apply it to your organization.
Yeah, I mean, those Sox haven't been a disaster, but they
That's
certainly
not
have not been
said.
A success. Yes. When,
like, we all saw Moneyball.
Right.
A team whose apex was winning 18 games. Yeehaw. They didn't show the ALDS that they lost in. Like, that team obviously overachieved. But we don't know if it can turn a great team into a champion. We've seen it benefit with OBP and whatever. But there is a point where you need to just say, wait a second. The bullpen's totally gone.
Right.
This is our ace. We need a win, and we need him to go 100 pitches today. Deal with it.
Right. And we, to your point, like specifically, we saw this in baseball a decade ago with Steven Strasburg. He came up. He was great. They shut him down for fear of, like, hurting his elbow. He didn't pitch. Then he got hurt anyway. It just doesn't matter. Like,
and the other thing is like, occasionally, to go back to the NFL, like, you'll point out the Saints as a reason why the cap works. Yes, if you are a complete and utter moron and you ignore all financial ramifications of every signing you make, then you will be in cap jail. Just like if you treat it like Strasburg, or you have Garrett Crochet going 230 innings after never going over 150. Of course.
Well, that's why your conversation with Breslow is good. It puts it in the open and allows Cora to take back some power, pull back some human ingenuity.
Yes.
Some in-game man. And he managed last night. He pulled Giolito. Nice little matchup. Brought in the lefty Wilson to face Olsen.
Right.
Got the job done, even though he didn't go five. In that case, it was pulling a guy early for a good reason.
Right. Charizard.
It was brilliant. We'll hear Curtis and Brez coming up on the Ken and Curtis Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Supply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
There we go. Throwback, Dookie. One of the first CDs I had, Curtis. You were a big Dookie fan, right, back in the day?
I just told the youngins, this is my first CD.
Oh, nice. This came as one of those big collections. What were those, like, orders, like, you got caught?
Columbia?
Yeah, Columbia Records.
Look, they sent that, you pull.
One. That was actually a good one. Usually they sent you crap ones.
Yeah, I never signed up because I was told it was a, whatever.
A scam?
Scam.
Yeah, your dad was fiscally conservative with the money.
Yeah. I remember my dad said I couldn't do that, but then we were in Bermuda, and he let me buy the Globe for $12.
Well, that's important.
Right.
Now, a week from today, Curtis, you and I will be in front of the public for the first time at Old Orchard Beach. Are you ready for that?
You know, the last time we were together at a Greg event, the Patriots were the favorite to win the Super Bowl, according to the New York Times.
No. We were just out at the Ron Jingle All the Way.
Oh, all right.
Recently.
Out of state.
Out of state, yes.
Was Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Well, okay, Portsmouth. That was at Cisco?
That was Cisco. When the Patriots 2000.
Well, and you and I also did Army Navy game.
Right. But at, out of state. I meant like at event. Like,
oh, and we like were, a big travel event.
Right. A remote.
Okay. Well, you're ready for the main people.
I mean, I also don't consider the grand remote because I'm there so often.
Yeah. Yeah. True. And I love the Brunswick. So that should be a great time.
Weather looks awesome.
Oh, good.
Looks like 70s to 80.
As I told you, June is my favorite month.
What an S show for May. May. God in heaven, was that bad.
It was disappointing. It was a downer. It was a downer for
right me. After the show yesterday, we were walking around Newport, and it felt like, because it's either we're doing something or we're getting home. Mm-hmm. And we walked around, and it felt like the sun was about to sort of, it was like for 15 minutes, it felt like the day was turning, and then crap.
No. Just June 1, tomorrow. Even today is not going to get out of there, right? I mean, you're the weather guy.
It's not great. But last night was actually turned really nice. We went to the park. They turned the water shooters on at the M Street Park in Southie, and Rose Alliance, got to say, local spot, spectacular, love it.
They're dang there. You're getting a.
I get nothing for free.
Uh-huh. Sure, you don't.
I should do more to get things for free, but they see me and they see my dad. They're like, we're not wasting this on you.
I appreciate you paying for your part of the 22 Bowens meal.
I mean,
one of the few, if, I might say.
Okay, so I sit down. I have a Diet Coke, a piece of salmon and a baked potato.
Yeah.
And I pay $125 for the pleasure.
Yeah.
The people around me are having like 16 Wally Dollies or whatever they're called.
Courtney paid, you paid, and Jake C paid. That's it. I'm on the hook for the rest, so.
Can I tell you, Greg has great friends.
Yeah, he does. Love Jake C.
Jake C and his wife couldn't have been nicer. Yep. I never really talked with them.
Great people.
And I
love our fans, mostly all good people across the board that turn out for these events. So.
Shockingly kind.
Yeah.
Actually normal and well-meaning.
And I got to say this, we'll get to your clip on Breslau here because I've teased that. I asked the question. I always this is my new go-to.
Right.
Who's your favorite member of the show? We get everybody mentioned. The most common debated person this weekend was Shime.
Yeah. He's
coming up at 11. And I get a lot of, I love Shime's cockiness in the face of lack of talent across the board.
Right.
People
like
either love
underdog.
It or they just want to talk about what an idiot he is.
Yeah.
Either way, it's good, I guess.
Shime was telling me off the air he had, I think he just joined Verizon, actually, and we're in the Powered by Verizon studios. Mm-hmm. And the gentleman from Verizon was talking with him, and they were doing Wi-Fi at his house or something. And he said, oh, you know, what do you do for a living? He's like, oh, I used to listen to Greg Hill. And he's like, oh. And he realized who he was. He was like, oh, they just crap on you all the time.
Yeah, I mean, he's coming out of his shell. He's done a heel turn for sure.
Yeah, but you would have thought so the golf thing is befuddling because, like, it was awful. It was just...
Man, by the way, he's going to Northern Michigan to golf this Friday.
He was on with Mago on Memorial Day, and I get tweeted by our good friend Nick in Boston. He said, Shime is going all in saying he will destroy you at golf. Like, I don't know. I might suck, whatever. But it's like you embarrassed yourself in ways I don't think you have still been able to understand.
Right. No, and he'll definitely lose to you. I've seen you golf. You're not a bad golfer.
But, like... Always the secret to life, the reason George Bush became president is because nobody ever thought he was smart. And
yeah.
So, like, if you underestimate your opponent.
Yeah, but he's going with, like, the Costanza opposite approach.
I mean, having your dad be president and being a billionaire probably helped. But, like, the reality is that life is so much better when people expect less and get more.
Not for Shime. He's just going cocky. Go ahead, Tom.
What if Shime's got, like.
Well, turn Tom up there, Mitch.
Turn me up. Thank you, Mitch. What if he's got like the 10,000 IQ play where he's just going to hustle everybody? He'll just be really bad for a year.
Yeah,
and
the
then
long
when
play.
The money's on the line, he'll just sweep everybody.
With his diet, the long play doesn't seem to resonate.
All right, so we've just wasted a segment. I'm sorry. Well, can we do the Breslau next?
Please.
In addition to the Breslau coming up, I have three great questions for you. Three Boston sports, really Sophie's choice. I mean, these would be 50-50 poll questions.
And I have... What's on your sports bucket list?
Okay, we'll do all that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.